in Las Vegas this week at the International Consumer Electronics Show. Big surprise, there are smartphones everywhere. Samsung's Galaxy series is on display in a dazzling showroom. Lamborghini, the sports car brand, has a new phone out for just $6,000. But high-end phones are not what's driving global sales. And to find out what is, NPR's Arthi Shahani went to a little corner of the massive expo.
It took me just a half hour of speed walking to finally get to this place in the Westgate Hotel. It's the Asia Wing, and it's got a little smartphone alley with cramped boxy booths rented out by some of the leading manufacturers that you've never heard of.
Wei Hung Digital Company Limited. Wei Hung.
A quality technology.
Our company is the Shenzhen GBZ Electronics Ltd. Company.
All these companies are here at the show for the first time. They've been building customer bases in Asia, in Africa, and in Europe. And they say now it's time to hit the U.S. market. I go booth to booth asking vendors to show me the very best phones they've got.
For example, we have a very special touch panel we call a Smart Awake.
Gandalf Guan is showing me the Smart Awake feature on a phone that's about $110. And when it's in sleep mode, you can swipe a letter with your finger to awaken it. Swipe C to get your call pad, E for email.
M for music. You got make the definitions by yourself.
We take pictures with a camera. It's high resolution, 16 megapixels, just like mine. Only this phone has another feature. Guan pops open the back to show me.
Samsung Galaxy has only one SIM card here. But for our phone, you can see from here, we have SIM 1, SIM 2.
The SIM card is a memory chip used in most of the world. In the Asia Wing, I have several conversations like this one. Seller Irene Chen tells me that her $100 phone is not cheap.
No. It's very smart. Let me show you.
Chen launches AnTuTu Benchmark. It's an Android app that diagnoses the phone's specs, its speed, its memory.
This is our phone score.
And its ranking does compare to leading models. Now, many of us, we see the label Made in India, Made in China, and we think it must be bad quality. But Chen points out,
as you know, almost all the phones made in China, like Apple, it made in China also.
The vendors at the Asia Wing make a good sales pitch, but they've got money at stake. So I wander through the convention in search of experts who don't, and I meet this guy.
My name is Greg Harper. I'm president of Harper Vision Associates. And in terms of smartphones, I have 28 active numbers.
Harper is the kind of rigorous or obsessive expert you'd want advising you. And he, too, swears by his Asian phones.
It's the Mi 5 is a very, very good phone, and the OnePlus. Those are two phones I'm using right now.
His favorites cost $300 to $400, about half the price of a top-end Apple or Samsung. And he says they're just as good. They run on Android, so you can use all the same Google apps. One company called Xiaomi has risen so fast, it's now the third largest smartphone maker in the world. Harper says we in the U.S. aren't paying for quality. We're paying for brand. I ask him, are American consumers dumb when it comes to how we buy smartphones?
And we're very dumb. We're very, very dumb at how we buy smartphones because we've been caught up in the whole marketing blitz.
The Asian phone makers here say that back home, they're fighting over pennies. In the U.S., with prices so high, they can grab dollars. Arthi Shahani, NPR News, Las Vegas.